Hello?
Hi, I'm from Opinion Research. We're interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues, and we want to include your opinions. To make sure we have a representative sample, can you tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49,
no.
50 and 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
What was that? 65?
65 and older. And
65 and older. Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as Caucasian, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, please?
Asian.
Asian. Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
No. Okay. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. There was an election in Virginia on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
No, I was in California at that time.
You were in California. Okay. Oh, you just got back. Okay. All right. Well, welcome back. This is the next question. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How
mm-hmm.
likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely?
Oh, yeah.
Somewhat likely.
Very likely. I always vote very likely.
Okay, I just need to read the rest of the options. Maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all. But I remember your answer. It was very likely. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Inflation.
Inflation, okay. Thank you. One moment, please. In just a few words, your own words, of course, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in this election in Virginia? Right, in the election I mentioned to you, November 7th,
I was in California at the time.
Just because you were in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in California.
Okay. Thank you. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate. In that election, which of the following best describes how you voted or how you likely would have voted had you participated in the election? Only for Democratic candidates for the General Assembly? Only for Republican candidates for the General Assembly?
In my district, according to my friends, in the ballot, it says one independent and one Democrat. I would have voted independent.
Or a mix of Democrats and Republican candidates for the General Assembly. You said you voted an independent and a Democrat. Is that correct?
Independent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about candidates and issue campaigns that reach out to voters during election years. So please tell me whether you have experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads. Have you experienced this? You can just tell me yes or no after I read through them. Okay.
No.
Spanish language TV ads.
I don't understand Spanish.
No, right, but have you encountered this? Like, have you watched a Spanish TV ad?
Yeah.
Yes,
I also received letters from
what
Spanish.
What about English or Spanish language radio ads? Have you experienced any of these two?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. English English or Spanish language online digital ads and videos?
Yes.
Any of them? Both?
Yeah.
Or just one of them? Both.
Just both.
Okay. Social media, like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook?
No, I don't.
No. Okay.
But,
have you gotten phone calls or texts from volunteers?
No.
About the, no, okay. Someone come into your door to talk to you about the campaign?
No.
No. Billboards and yard signs?
Yeah, I see that enough.
Yeah, you have. Have you gotten direct mail about
it? Yeah.
Yes, you have. Family members or friends talking about the election to you?
Yes.
Okay. Church, social clubs, or community groups?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. We're almost there. I appreciate your patience. Which of the following issues played or would have played the most important factor in determining how you voted or would have voted, right, in the November 7th election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia Assembly? Abortion, crime and public safety, economic issues and inflation, given Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia Assembly, or given Virginia Democrats control of the Virginia Assembly?
You didn't say gun control in there.
Giving who control?
Gun control.
Okay, that would fall into the crime and public safety category.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm going to read you a series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. Okay, so here's the first one. Today, radical Virginia Democratic politicians are endangering Virginia. Homicides are at a 20-year high, and some Virginia county prosecutors refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our streets and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Would you say it's very convincing or somewhat?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay. Next one. Excuse me. Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support a reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's a common sense position that most Virginians support too. Virginia Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks. Reasonable limits on abortion or no limits at all on abortion, that's the truth. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Very, okay. Next, it's happening all around us. Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want Virginia to be next. Some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who try and get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions will end up in jail. You don't have to look too far to know where MAGA Republicans want to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very convincing or somewhat?
Very convincing.
Very, okay. 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement. It wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they have delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss. By making historic investments in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief, and adding 230,000 new jobs, there is so much more that can be done. But it can only happen with your vote to elect a Republican assembly to back Governor Youngkin, to back Governor Youngkin up, so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Very convincing.
Very, okay. It's next one. It's common sense. Domestic abusers should not get guns. But Virginia Republican candidates for assembly embrace MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun. Even those who a judge says are dangerous, making law enforcement's job harder. Virginia Democratic candidates for the assembly support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws like background checks that will keep you safe. Do you find this argument convincing or not, or unconvincing?
Convincing. Very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay. The last one on this list says MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If MAGA Republicans win total control of the Virginia Assembly, they will pass an extreme agenda banning abortions across the Commonwealth, rolling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich, paid for by working people. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Very unconvincing, or?
Yeah, somewhat unconvincing.
So, okay. Okay, we're almost done. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
It's inflation, corruption, violence.
Okay, and if you can choose only one of those, what will be the most important one?
The violence.
Violence.
Too many killings.
Gotcha. One second. There we go. So, now if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Number one, economic issues and inflation. Number two, abortion and reproductive freedoms. Or number three, protecting democracy in the United States.
Protecting democracy in the United States.
That one, okay. Thank you. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in November 2024 election?
Yeah.
Yes, it will. Okay. Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today, and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Still undecided.
Undecided. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And may I know why you are undecided?
Because I don't know what will happen to Trump because of these indictments, you know.
Okay.
And Joe Biden is getting very old.
What will happen to... Give me one moment. Okay. All right, so I just want to quickly thank you because we're almost going to be done. Just have the last couple more questions and we're going to be finished. What country were you born, please?
The Philippines.
The Philippines. Okay. And which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with? The Democratic Party, Republican Party, or some other party?
Republican.
Republican one. Okay. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
That's conservative.
Conservative, okay. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000? Between 25 and 50,000? Between 50,000 and 75,000? Between 75 and 100,000? Or more than $100,000?
Just below 55,000.
Sorry, did you say 50 to 75?
Yes.
That one, okay. Thank you. What is your gender, please?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I appreciate your patience. You have a great rest of your week.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye.